This is WTIC's Law Talk, a project of the Hartford County Bar Association. If you have a legal question, call now, 860-522-WTIC or 800-966-WTIC. And now, it's time for Law Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080 and WTIC.com.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to yet another edition of Law Talk. I am Attorney John Matulis from the Hartford County Bar Association. With you, as usual, on these Saturday afternoons from 3 until 4, we do this as a public service. We do this to try to help dispel some of the misconceptions about the legal system under which we all live and try to make it a little more clear for you. We're going to go off topic for just a little bit. We've got a couple of calls here that I know we want to take care of, so we're going to go off for just a second. Ethan in New Milford, thanks for calling, and I appreciate your email. I knew that you were going to reach out today. So tell us more, Ethan. You're following up on some situation that we helped you with earlier.
You sure did. Yeah, John, thank you so much. Yeah, this was back in March 2018, and I had called you about trying to sue telemarketers for violating the national do not call list. We get them all the time. Everybody gets them. And sometimes I get 20 a day, and I know I'm not the only one. A lot of these people are, calling from India or Pakistan, with lower your credit card rates. I don't even think those are real businesses. I think that those are phishing attempts trying to steal your identity, get your credit card numbers. But some of them are real businesses, people selling things like solar panels, alternate electricity, and burglar alarms. I think they're usually U.S. companies. Well, they are. But the problem, and this is what you and I had discussed back in 2018, is citizens can't sue under the federal law of the do not call list. States can sue, but individual citizens can't. But you pointed out that they are liable under the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act.
That's right.
So you suggested that I sue phone spammers, any ones I can track down in small claims court, which Connecticut currently has up to $5,000 you can sue for. So you advised me to ask for $100 for actual damages, nuisance value plus my time to track them down, plus $4,900 in punitive damages. So I'm calling today to give you a follow-up.
Tell us how it turned out, he questioned.
Yes.
I'm holding my breath here.
Well, I had one.
You know what, Ethan, I got to ask you to hold on because within less than a half minute, we're going to have to break. So would you mind holding on? And then we'll get to you right after the news, okay?
That's
thanks.
Fine.
Hold on.
I'm here.
I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Yes, indeed it did. All right, everybody, welcome back to Law Talk right here on WTIC News Talk 1080, WTIC.com, streaming audio on the net. You can also get us on radio.com. I'm Attorney John Matulis. You're listening to Law Talk, the public affairs legal presentation courtesy of the Hartford County Bar Association and WTIC News Talk 1080. Okay, so when we broke for news, Ethan in New Milford was on the phone. He was going to tell us about what he had done in the war against the telemarketers. And so let's see if Ethan's still with us.
I am still here.
Excellent. Thank you for holding on. So we set the stage. You very nicely explained that you considered a small claims complaint invoking also the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. There's a little pool in the studio here as to exactly what happened. So we're waiting with bated breath, as I'm sure our listeners are also. So pick up the story and tell us what happened, Ethan.
Okay. Thanks, John. Well, I had one failure, but I've mostly been successful. I've collected $2,600 so far from telemarketers, mostly through settlements, though, rather than by winning in small claims court. But following your advice, I won my first suit against an alternate electricity supplier.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry. Well, but it was later denied by a magistrate because he said I had failed to cite a specific clause in the Unfair Trade Practices Act, CUTPA, that allows suing the telemarketer. And, he says, can you point to the specific thing you said, a per se violation in your complaint? Do you know what that means? And I said, well, actually, no. I was told to say that. And he said, well, it means you have to cite a specific thing, and you haven't done that, and I'm not going to do that for you. So I lost that. But I already had a second case pending against a burglar alarm company, and I won that just a few weeks later. A different judge, actually a different venue, a different town, and he looked at it and he said, I could see this. Yeah, I think absolutely. I had sued for the 4,900 in punitive and 100 in actual.
Okay.
So a total of 5,000. He gave me 500. So, you know, that's okay.
Well, there's a moral victory in there too, Ethan.
Well, there is, yeah. You know, I this is a lot of effort. But, you know, the problem is, since it's not clear that I can win in the future based on the first judge's ruling, I've developed a better strategy. You know, there's no point risking the $100 fee to file a suit if a judge is going to deny my standing. So here's what I've been doing lately. Last month, a roofing company phoned me, and it was easy to track them down. They didn't even try to hide their caller ID. So I filled out the small claims form and sent it to the business owner, along with a very compelling letter demanding $200 compensation, or I'll sue him for $5,000 and I'll surely win. Actually, I talked to him on the phone before I sent the letter and had a little bit of negotiation. I'm pretty good on the phone. I said, look, I've done this before, and I'll tell you, you're going to lose. I've won these, and you're going to lose, and it's going to cost you a whole lot more. I'm willing to settle. You're a small business. I'm willing to settle for $200. He says, well, how about $100? So, but anyways, I ended up sending him a letter. So I filled out the forms, the small claim form. It all looks official. But I didn't even bother to get it notarized or even pay the extra cost for a postal return receipt. And he called me a few days later and agreed to pay me the $200. So this is what I'm going to do in the future, threaten to sue, but accept the settlement, you know, based on their business size. The biggest settlement I've gotten, I think, was from one of the alternate electricity companies. I forget which one. And I got $1,000. But, you know, with a small business like this roofing company, I mean, I think it's like two people. I'm probably more likely to get them to agree to $200 in a larger amount. So I'll play it by ear. But so that's the strategy.
Let me congratulate you on striking a blow against the telemarketers who call up and annoy so many of us. And Pat and I are sitting here thinking, okay, what if we turn loose on an unsuspecting telemarketing public here? Ethan, you keep up the good work, and thank you for following up and letting us know how that turned out.
You put a smile on my face today. Good work, buddy.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Take care. That music is my reminder that Yet Another Law Talk is coming to a conclusion, and it is time for me to say my thank yous. First of all, thank you to attorney Patrick Tomasiewicz.